Rick, why Pittsburgh? Why does this fit for you?
It fits for me because of the people. Mike Tomlin, the staff, you know, guys on the staff that I know, the tradition of the Steelers being one of the top teams in the National Football League, the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. For me, it was just a great opportunity and a great fit, especially for me at this stage of my coaching career.
What do you think overall of your group? I know they're not all here yet. You haven't had a chance to meet with them, but just overall Steelers wide receivers, how would you describe them?
You know, as a receiver coach and a coach that's been coaching in this league, you always look at other groups because, you know, wherever I've been, I always wanted to see who was considered the best. What group was I chasing as a group, as a coach? What is the standard? And Pittsburgh has been there. It's been at the top for quite some time. And I look at this group and I see some extremely talented young men, you know, some guys that have the ability to take over games. So I was really excited just about the challenge of coaching those guys, and each one of them have something that can help us win. They're all different, but each one of them has some intangibles that you look for. And as long as we can just keep putting those puzzles together and those pieces together, then they excel. Our goal is to be the best group in the National Football League. And I think that's happened. I think Richard Mann, you know, who's the godfather to me, done a tremendous job with those guys. And they've been very well coached. You see it on film. And then when the opportunities come to make plays, they make them.
What do you know specifically about Antonio Brown?
That, to me, he's the best. His work ethic, you know, has sets him apart. He's naturally gifted. He has an innate ability to catch the football, to get open, to do things. Has such a great feel for the game. But as far as his production speaks for itself, the things that he's done over the last few years, he's always at the top of the class. So, and as I look at film, I just see him doing things, you know, that can't nobody else do. He makes the ones that he's supposed to make, and he makes the ones that nobody else makes. So, you just see those things. He's fortunate. He's been blessed, you know, and it's my job just to continue to help him to grow, to be the best that he wants to be. And he really wants to be great, and he's well on his way.
Sometimes wide receivers have that stereotype of having egos. How do you manage egos if you come across them or have any in your room?
Well, I don't want a wide receiver that doesn't have an ego, because I've never known one that was really great or dynamic, you know, in this profession if he didn't have an ego. So I want a guy to have an ego, you know, and he has to have that, you know, because, you know, sometimes we look at it and we say he's got a big ego. No, he's got confidence. And you want those guys to have confidence. Now, if it gets outside the realm of the team and football, then we'll address those particular things. But you want guys that have an ego. You want guys that have a desire to be great. And, you know, you, as a receiver, the ones that are dynamic, you know, in some form or fashion, they have a tremendous ego. Most of them are selfish in some form or fashion because they want the football. And, you know, I wouldn't want a guy that didn't want it. You know, now it comes in different levels, and I always tell them it's okay to be selfish, but how do you handle it? You know, how do you portray yourself? You know, you can be selfish, but there's a way for you to be selfish to get what you need to get done.
You've coached a lot of great receivers in your time, Brandon Marshall, Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Brown, another one of those great players, as you said. Is that challenging? Is it fun to work with a great player that you want to make even better than they already are when they're pretty much at the top of their game?
First of all, it is challenging because each one of those guys are different. But secondly, it is fun. You look at a man that's been fortunate and been blessed, you know, to have an influence on these young people's lives, you know, like you said, the Brandon Marshalls. I mean, the Larry Fitzgeralds, the Hines Wards. You know, had another guy that played here years ago named Andre Hastings. Just to have an opportunity to be part of those guys' growth, and being in those rooms with those guys and being able to go in there and not just talk to them about football, but talk to them about life. It's about life. It's about life experiences. I'm part of the greatest profession in the world, in my opinion, because it affords me an opportunity to have a positive impact on a young person's life. I've been fortunate to have been in the same room with those guys. Sometimes I pinch myself, you know, and say, I mean, I'm in here with Brandon Marshall. I'm in here with Larry Fitzgerald, who is just one of the all-time great people as well as football players. And now I have the opportunity to be in the same room with Antonio Brown. So, you know, I'm fortunate. I'm lucky. I can't wait to get him in here and get rolling.